Welcome to the Payment Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be listening in on a conversation had between Brian Bailey, who is the Managing Director of Global Financial Institutions for Cardtronics, and Sarah Grotta, who is the Director of Debit and Alternative Products Advisory Service at Mercator Advisor Group. During their conversation, they're going to be covering Cardtronics' fourth annual Health of Cash study, and the conversation is really going to be pulling out some interesting trends as it relates to millennials and their use of cash, and they also get into the role and the importance of cash within the economy. So without any further delay, let's start the show.
Brian, great to be speaking with you today. You know, I'm sure that you hear all the time about the war on cash and how we're moving into a cashless society, but Cardtronics recently published an interesting study about cash that paints a really different picture. In fact, I think this is the fourth year that you've published the Health of Cash. And in reading that, I noticed that one of the early points that you make in this report is that despite that ever-growing use of newer payments or newer payment form factors, consumers really like choice. And could you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. Thank you, Sarah, for having me today. And in our fourth year of our study, I think one of the key points that comes out is that freedom and choice is a core part of the American way of life, and choice of payments is in fact no different. What we found is that consumers really enjoy paying for different things using a number of payment options in different situations, and really don't want to be dictated to how they must pay or with what mechanism. And I think the key point around that is that having a variety of payment methods is really critical and important to consumers, with over 92% of respondents stating that they like the ability to have a variety of payment methods. One thing that we find quite interesting is there's a quick race to jump to demographic stereotypes on how different consumer segments or cohorts like to pay. And what we found is that, in fact, whether it's an urban consumer, a suburban consumer, or a rural consumer, we're finding that really in all cases, a majority of those demographic locational elements, people just want choice and variety in their payments. So that's a key thing. Another item in our study was around preferences of payment methods. So what are those moments in life, moments in time where consumers do like using cash? And three that kind of stuck out in our study this year, very consistent with prior years, is that consumers like cash to pay each other, with over 70% of respondents actually preferring to use cash to pay back a friend or family member. On the flip side of that, we've also found that receiving money from someone was a preference in nearly 65% of respondents in terms of receiving money from a family or friend. And then also a very consistent theme was small everyday purchases. This is a theme that's been consistent in all of our studies. 6 in 10 consumers prefer to pay in cash when making a purchase under $10 at a retail establishment, while over 50%, 56 in fact, pull out cash when making a purchase between $20 and $30. So choice and freedom is really key to consumers, and having that variety of options is critical moving forward.
You know, you brought up the interesting point around, you know, demographics and payments. And I think you're right, particularly those of us in financial services, we try to sometimes, you know, put certain groups into categories. And, you know, given the size of the millennial population, I think we always try and put millennials in a particular box. And we paint a picture of millennials as, you know, always technology focused and with very heavy mobile payment usage. But, you know, that's one of the areas where I think your study found an interesting trend that really brings into view a different picture. Can you give us some more details around that?
Sure can. So the millennials really started to pique our interest back in our 2016 Health of Cash study, which really began to contradict this impression or the stereotype of a digital-only generation in terms of their usage of not just technology, but payments. And one thing we found back in 16 was that the millennials actually had a vast majority who always try to keep cash on hand. So while they are leaders in digital payments, one thing we did find is that they also outpaced other segments of the population in terms of cash on hand. And in our current 2018 study, little has changed in those statistics. In fact, it really proves the sort of sustainable power of cash in terms of its impact on millennials. One of the elements we think is really important in how millennials use cash is the security and reliability of it. One thing we found in our study is that 9 in 10 people find that cash is the most safe, secure, and reliable element. And we think that goes a long way towards the millennial population's usage of it. The other interesting thing is that millennials continue to outpace other categories in terms of their use of digital payments as well. So on one hand, we're saying that millennials enjoy and rely upon cash. However, they still are outpacing other groups in the use of digital payments. And we think that balance and choice is really important and critical to millennials, given they make up nearly one quarter of the U.S. population. From a societal perspective, one of the other kind of interesting points is that millennials grew up and came of age through the Great Recession, where in many cases, personal consumer debt was at an all-time high. We think there is an element of how cash can be used as a budgeting tool, not just in terms of social spending, but how millennials are holding on to cash as a way of managing their personal economy. So really interesting segment to watch, but certainly goes against some of the stereotypes that are out there today.
Yeah, I think the point about the security of cash is really fascinating, because I think those in the payments industry often talk about other digital types of payments as being more secure, but given what we've seen in recent years, it is interesting that cash is sort of being viewed as more secure. I think that's sort of a really fascinating outcome. And, you know, I think issuers and merchants will find information in the study about how consumers use cash to be really informative. You know, you look at how the use of cash is really situational and dependent upon the type of payment, the type of merchant, and the dollar value. Can you talk a little bit about those findings as well?
Sure. I talked earlier about sort of the attributes around small value. Cash remains the most cited way to pay in brick and mortar locations. And what our survey showed is that when asked which payment method were used over the last 6 months in physical retail stores, approximately 9 in 10 consumers use cash, followed closely by 3/4 using debit, with less than 1/3 using a mobile device to make digital payments at the physical retail store. So while we hear a lot about mobile payments, cash is clearly the most used in terms of frequency across those retail brick and mortar locations. We're also finding that cash is used across a range of situations specific to our everyday life. So whether it's paying a babysitter at 78%, leaving a tip for a waiter or waitress at 73%, or buying snacks at 57%, those are situational preferences which continue to be led by cash. In terms of most preferred method of payment, cash does trail debit at 28% of respondents. Debit comes in at 37% of the most preferred method. So we think that this coexistence is really important, and that while in second place in terms of total transaction usage, we think that cash still has a really important balance in that digital ecosystem. We also took a look in our study at attributes. And I think some of these attributes we touched on earlier, safety, privacy, availability to everyone. These are attributes that consumers have said are super important to them and why they prefer cash. But probably the one, just to come back to your original question, Sarah, the final attribute was accepted everywhere. Which we think is really an important element of cash that we want to bring out in our study. 87% said that cash was accepted everywhere and that customers get really upset when a retailer does not accept cash. And 94% of those consumers do intend to use cash over the next 6 months. So ironically, with these figures, which are very powerful, we still see the anti-cash factions trying to eliminate cash usage, which is so important to small merchant businesses. So this is an area we're going to continue to focus on in terms of educating the marketplace.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, the acceptance everywhere is becoming a bigger and bigger topic. You know, it's we're even starting to see lawmakers contemplating regulation requiring the acceptance of cash. I know we've seen that in New York City and the state of New Jersey. I can think of off the top of my head of places that you know, that's come into play. So, you know, I think the legislators are also looking for cash to be an enduring payment type. But, you know, I wanted to pull out an interesting quote from the study that I think needs to be iterated throughout the industry, and that is, the growing digital payment landscape reflects a natural evolution of technology, not the elimination of cash. In fact, cash is the durable foundation of America's digital economy. Can you talk a little bit about how the report really supports that conclusion?
Yeah, sure. So first off, we have been huge supporters of the sort of enhancement and growth of new digital payment methods, right? We track closely the exponential growth of P2P payments this year, both bank and non-bank P2P payments. And of course, the mobile wallet introduction into the marketplace, the emergence of tap as a new form factor of payments. But what we find, and we have a bird's eye view from our role as the U.S.'s largest ATM deployer in the marketplace, that all of these trends are more about shifting form factor, not so much supplanting cash in the marketplace today. In fact, many of the mobile app-based payment methods are often tied to a traditional debit or credit card to enable that payment or to fund an account. And so a swipe or a dip may become a tap or a touch, but in many cases, cash usage still remains a very durable foundation of that digital economy, which we are super, super supportive of. I think the element of security, anonymity, and durability of cash versus some of these new digital options is something that we're seeing a ton of resilience in terms of how consumers use that cash. Digital transactions do leave a trail behind. And I think in today's world of security, there is an element of purchase types where consumers still prefer to use cash over others. The other element is around just the disruption of networks. When we see disruption of payment networks, like we saw in the UK marketplace earlier this year, cash just works. And we think that's a really important attribute that we see going forward. We've also seen a number of natural disasters at Cardtronix over the last year in terms of whether it's hurricanes or flooding, and cash is really an important element of the recovery of those natural disaster zones. And so for all those reasons, we think that the coexistence with digital payments is critical, but cash is critical to the economy, and it maintains a really important role within a diverse payment mix.
Yeah, you cover just a ton of important topics in this report. Is there anything additional that we haven't already covered that you'd like our audience to take away from this study?
Well, I want to kind of head back to, Sarah, a point you mentioned earlier about sort of some of the war on cash bills that have been discussed at both the local level as well as the state level. And we're closely watching a couple of those on the East Coast, as are many people. And I think one of the elements around cash that's important to note for the constituents listening here is the meaningful role that cash plays in terms of addressing societal needs. Payment options are available to everybody using cash, regardless of age, the ability to have a bank account, economic background, and really the financial inclusion for society is really critical using cash. We also think cash is a tool for financial education, as I mentioned earlier, teaching young children how to budget money. We think that in a digital world, we're losing some of that capability, and cash can be very useful for helping individuals manage their own personal budgets and economy. In fact, 61% of respondents said that Cash does help them stay on budget. And we found during prior recessions at Cardtronics, our cash usage actually goes up significantly, kind of reinforcing that point. So I think these are all points about the importance of cash in society, and we're huge proponents of it, of course, in combination with the wonderful digital innovation that's happening around us.
Mm-hmm. All right, so to close out our discussion then, could you tell our listeners where they can get a copy of Cardtronics, The Health of Cash Study?
Absolutely. To download a copy of the 2018 Health of Cash Study and to learn more, listeners can visit the Cardtronics website at www.cardtronics.com/healthofcash.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.